This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, coming up, I'm going to just cover the waterfront, the incredible globalist takeover, how to counter it. Jim Acosta and the left saying that Trump supporters are Taliban terrorists while they actually back the Taliban. That's coming up start of the next segment. But Harrison Smith and the crew have always done a good show, great show, but it's just fabulous, the great guests they get every day. I'm watching almost every day or at night if I've missed it, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Here's part of a great interview they did with a manager at Rocco's in New York who's been fighting back against the ongoing COVID lockdowns and the so-called Excelsior Pass.
In New York is because this is the biggest city on the planet. If it takes hold here, it will take hold everywhere. So I think that the reason why there's such a big push for this to happen on the West Coast in L.A. and the East Coast, New York City, is because once it happens here, they will make sure that they will push it to the center of the country. You know, so this is not a fight for me. I mean, I'm very uncomfortable to even have a give, send, go or, you know, a Zelle that's up there on Instagram for people to donate to. They have to understand that I'm not fighting for me. I'm fighting for them. I'm fighting for their children. I'm fighting for the United States of America. I'm fighting to make sure that we keep our country.
You need to defend your civilization against the onslaught of this cancer of progressivism, liberalism, and globalist brainwashing. This is a life or death situation. No messing around. The prescription is two doses of InfoWars taken daily.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. My guest, I'm very happy to have, Mary Josephine Generoso, is the manager of Rocco's, a fine dining establishment that's been making headlines for refusing to discriminate against unvaccinated patrons. Mary's taking a stand for your civil liberties and freedoms and needs your support. On September 13th, the city will begin issuing fines starting at $1,000 for the first offense, $2,000 for the second time, to indoor businesses that fail to ensure their venues are off limits to those who remain unvaccinated. It's imperative to call New York businesses and tell them you will not give them your business if they enforce this policy. Rocco's has a donation page to help them in the fight against tyranny at givesendgo.com/Rocco's, R-O-C-C-O-S. Their Instagram is at Rocco's Pastry and the website Rocco's.nyc, again, R-O-C-C-O-S. Very happy to have the manager of Rocco's, Mary Josephine Generoso, on with me today. Thanks so much for coming on, Mary.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm very happy to have you, and I love this picture from the New York Post that has this sign that you posted. It says, "We do not discriminate against any customer based on sex, gender, race, creed, age, vaccinated or unvaccinated. All customers who wish to patronize are welcome in our establishment." What inspired you to do this and to stand up against this this mandate?
Well, honestly, the mayor inspired me. I mean, the second he came out and said that we were now going to be checking people based on a vaccine, I immediately was just like, no, absolutely not. I mean, my first reaction, I think, was a little bit of despair. And then immediately, I think 5 to 10 minutes after hearing him speak, that, you know, sign was conceived in my mind. I sent a text to my husband who was sitting right next to me. And I'm like, what do you think? Can we make a sign that we can put up? And he was all for it. And here we are today. I mean, Bill de Blasio is probably the most unliked man in the city.
Right.
I don't know anybody, even if they voted for him, who actually likes him. So we have one man telling restaurants what they can and cannot do. You know, New York, the reason why this is happening in New York is because this is the biggest city on the planet. If it takes hold here, it will take hold everywhere. So I think that the reason why there's such a big push for this to happen on the West Coast in L.A. and the East Coast, New York City, is because once it happens here, they will make sure that they will push it to the center of the country.
You are a very powerful voice against this, and I so appreciate you coming on and speaking your mind, because you said some really powerful stuff here today. And I hope that our audience supports you by going to givesendgo.com/Rocco's or goes to your Instagram, Rocco's Pastry, or the website Rocco's.nyc. And people can reach out to you there and support you there. Is there anything else people can do for you? Because, you know, we need people like you. And so whatever we can do to support you, I'm all in favor of it. Anything else they can do to support Rocco's?
I just need the audience to know that this is not a fight for me. I mean, I'm very uncomfortable to even have a GiveSend Go or, you know, a Zelle that's up there on Instagram for people to donate to. They have to understand that I'm not fighting for me. I'm fighting for them. I'm fighting for their children. I'm fighting for the United States of America.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election and we need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible Made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big. Patrolling the streets in Tokyo, in New York, in London, and on your screen of your TV viewer in Singapore to make sure that groups of more than five or more do not get together. It barks orders at you and then takes scans of your face. The general public wear wristbands to be able to leave their homes. This is the technocracy. This is the globalist creating all this fear. There's all these articles out now saying we must replace humans with robots, because humans are dirty. They don't have restaurants in Austin that robots serve you, but of course humans cook the food. It's all just ridiculous theater. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get to the globalist master plan and all these new stories admitting that they're going to use COVID to train you for lockdowns and apps on your phone that the UN runs through a global energy council, global carbon council, global food council. This has all been announced. That will tell you how many calories and credits you get in a global social score. It is absolutely insane. That is coming up. But first, I wanted to hit this. Jim Acosta has come out many times and said that Trump and his supporters are liars. That CNN is not an enemy of the American people. No, they just support the end of the country. They support Antifa. They support lies. They support sending sick people to nursing homes to kill them in mass. They defended Cuomo doing that. You know the crimes of CNN run by Ted Turner, the depopulationist globalist that actually runs this whole thing with the late David Rockefeller's foundation along with Bill Gates. And so here he is with the Communist News Network. We have the clip saying, leading figures on the far right have been sounding the alarm on Afghanistan evacuees all week. The refugees are coming. Refugees are coming, Acosta said. Yeah, a bunch of them are terrorists. Over on Fox, human manure spreader Tucker Carlson has floated yet another race-baiting conspiracy theory that tens of thousands of Afghan refugees are being sent over to this country in order to change the outcomes of the elections. Yeah, they're sending them all to battleground states, like the Somalis. Acosta claimed Trump supporters operated on a combination of theocracy and thugocracy. That's the Democrats. Pointing to Texas-based law banning abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Some members of the far right in this country have apparently decided they will resort to intimidation and in some cases even violence to get what they want. Now that's the Democrats burning down cities. They could sweep into power faster than experts thought possible. Yeah, over your election fraud. Sound familiar? Sort of like American Taliban, Acosta said. It's starting to look like a combination of theocracy and thugocracy. He wanted to say these people are the new Taliban. No, you guys are fighting the Taliban. You're the ones shipping them into the country. You're the ones protecting them and censoring people that criticize Orthodox and radical Islam. So here's Acosta. Here's Michael Moore saying, bring our troops to him, he said 2 weeks ago, because we need them for the January 6th people and the insurrectionists and the terrorists and all the rest of it. They burned down all these cities, billions of dollars in damage. Out of a million people at Trump's rally, maybe 600, 700 go in, maybe 50 are violent. And now we're all bad collectively and need the CIA and the FBI to come after us. You're like, well, that's just Acosta. That's just Michael Moore. No, the official U.S. government policy since June 7th of 2021 is the main terror threat is the American people. And those that question the elections and those that question future lockdowns that Biden would love to put in but doesn't have the popularity to do. There it is, the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, June 2021. So, this is their new talking point on every front. And we have to recognize that they're the globalists, they're the anti-Americans, they're the outside globalist group with the UN, with the big corporations, in the Great Reset, in Klaus Schwab's own words, that is, quote, capturing the former democracies of Europe and North America, Australia and Canada. They say they've captured us, and the corporations now call the shots. They call for the lockdowns. They call for the shutdowns. And they admit it's to collapse small businesses and consolidate control. So Jim Acosta now says that we are the new Taliban because we're resisting their takeover. And, you know, maybe in the end they're right because they're an outside globalist force. At least the Taliban is from their country. I don't defend the Taliban. They're the ones working with the Taliban, but facts are facts. So let's go ahead and go to this has got to be like 3 years old, little promo we did of Mars Attacks with Jim Acosta in it. And then, of course, there's another one with Wolf Blitzer saying we're not the enemy of the American people as well with his talking point. But they are the enemies of the American people. That's why they lied to us with the fake Rolling Stone story that went everywhere that hasn't been retracted by all the other newspapers. Rachel Maddow, New York Times, London Guardian, still haven't retracted. Saying, oh, thousands in the hospital, people are dying, gunshot wound, pregnant women can't get in, there's no ambulances. All of it a lie. Hospital group came out and said, no one has been here with this poisoning. They've had 9 phone calls, nobody's sick, asking to see if it was safe for them to take it. At the whole poison control system in Oklahoma. All a lie. Why I took the ivermectin paste. Type I took actually has 2 type of dewormers in it last night, but one of them is ivermectin. On air to show you. Consult your physician before you do it. But these people are lying to you because they see you as the enemy. Here's Jim Acosta.
What will we tell the Afghan refugees who just fled those schools for girls back in their home country? I guess the girls here will have to fill them in. Unfortunately, what we will tell them is that some members of the far right in this country have apparently decided they will resort to intimidation and in some cases even violence to get what they want. And they could sweep into power faster than the experts thought possible. Sound familiar? Sort of like an American Taliban. It is starting to look like a combination of theocracy and thugocracy. The leaders of this MAGA band movement, people like Marjorie, Madison, and Tucker, they're not counting on an intelligence failure or a lack of planning on your part. They're counting on a lack of courage to stand up for your rights in this country. Does that ring a bell? The anti-immigration, anti-democratic, anti-women's rights forces have all sought these kinds of changes for years, even decades in this country. Their operation to change America forever is well underway. It's just changing in a way they don't want you to see. I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people.
maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
This is CNN. This is CNN.
So there you go. Meanwhile, the Satanic Temple that has millions of members, they brag, of Democrats, attacks Texas abortion law, saying it is our sacrament to abort babies and kill them in a satanic ritual, which they're serious about, and I told you they do, at the abortion clinics. I've told you, it's come out in the news. They've arrested them, what, in like Missouri and Texas, not this particular group, but others. A lot of these Satanists actually have sex with the dead babies or while they're still alive. That's part of their sacrament. Told you that. Now it's in the news. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live in defiance of tyranny. Welcome to a very special guest, medical doctor, academic in studio. Next hour, into the fourth hour, I'm hosting today because it's a holiday and a lot of folks are taking off. The great Drill Salente Day, well-deserved, not hosting the fourth hour on Monday today. In the War Room coming up 3 p.m. Central with Owen Schroyer. I, of course, am your host, Alex Jones. So, here it is. Daily Mail. Times of Israel. Israel planning to administer fourth COVID vaccine, which could be adjusted to fight new variants. Oh, a new shot. And, of course, the booster they always said a year and a half ago you would have to take. Then they said in their academic papers it'll be 10 shots a year just for the cold virus, and you're going to take two pills a day, Pfizer has now announced, and government apps will watch you and make sure you do it. Boy, couldn't come up with a more dystopic movie or film than that, or book, could you? But it's the real world. Truth is worse than fiction. Truth is scarier than fiction. And we now have Trudeau in Canada. We now have the Democrats here in the U.S., in New York, and in California. And it's all coming here, wherever you're at. They're all announcing the vaccine passport, which, again, is the COVID control system, the medical ID for the carbon trading system. In the Journal of Nature, Klaus Schwab, Trudeau last week, they all announced it. And I'm going to say this again. Do I need to go protest at Senator Rand Paul's office? Do I need to go protest at Josh Hawley's office? Do I need to go protest at Ted Cruz's office? Not that they're bad men, but we know Pelosi was here in Austin promoting the Great Reset and Build Back Better. She used both those terms and said shut down all of their business. She was in Austin, didn't tell anybody she was coming, but she was here and had a press conference, Thursday? Wearing her stupid mask. So she's out pushing their agenda. I mean, they've announced a UN world carbon tax agenda saying the COVID was just the beginning. In the words of Klaus Schwab, it's just the cut, the groove. Now we add the carbon. We add the app for your carbon calorie. We you then get permission to leave home. We have captured your governments. You own nothing. You have nothing. I mean, these are, folks, those are real quotes. You own nothing. You have nothing. You live in 250-square-foot apartment. Every 10 apartments share one bathroom. You are in communal areas. You own nothing. You have nothing. You eat bugs. You drink swamp water and sewage water. I mean, these are real quotes. Oh, do not look at the sun. Do not go to the sunset. Do not talk to your neighbors. Oh, sorry. Get used to it. There'll be lots of shots. You'll have no freedom unless you take them. I mean, these are freaking hostage takers trying to get us to go into mass psychosis, mass Stockholm syndrome, and have psychotic breaks because we can't handle the stress and just accept it. And then say those of us that don't take all the shots, we're the reason the people that took the shots are sick, even though with the antibody dependency enhancement that the scientists warned this would cause. Unbelievable. The people perish for lack of knowledge. So here's a few of these clips. And the end one is new. It's the premier, New South Wales premier, most populous area of Australia, says when the state opens up, only the vaccinated will be allowed to interact with each other. The police will beat everyone else, run them over with cars, with horses. I mean, this ain't North Korea, baby. Here it is.
You know, there's a whole bunch of people down the Ryback Beach last night who thought the best thing to do was to go and watch the sunset. I'm sure it was a beautiful sunset. But that's not in the spirit or in the letter of these rules.
Double vaccination, but we're now watching countries like Israel see their cases surge despite high vaccination rates. How important are boosters to maintaining this no lockdown plan, and how soon we need to get them so that we can maintain these freedoms we're being promised?
We need to get used to being vaccinated with COVID vaccines for the future. I can't see that COVID is not going to be with us forever. Maybe in the future we can have even better vaccines and coverage across the world to achieve that. I mean, as a public health doctor, we always want to have diseases go get totally eliminated, but that's not on the horizon in the near future. So booster doses, repeat doses will be part of it. You know, there'll be different advice about different schedules, which doses you get. But at the moment, our priority has to be getting first and second doses into people, and there will be recommendations about booster doses in the future. And I can assure you that the Commonwealth Government has purchased a large quantities of vaccine into 2022, and this will be a regular cycle of vaccination and revaccination as we learn more about when immunity wanes.
Whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, in the Coles, whilst you're at Coles or Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others. Even if you've got a mask, do not think that affords total protection. We want to be absolutely sure that as we go about our daily lives, we do not come into contact with anyone else that would pose a risk.
Lately about one day learning to live with this virus. So I'm wondering, at what point does the pandemic end and COVID-19 becomes endemic?
I think that's the reality that most of the world has been confronting. What we're really pleased to say is we've got great vaccines. And I think I've indicated before that, you know, we will be getting vaccinated regularly. There will be new strains that emerge potentially, and we'll have boosters, a bit like seasonal flu. So every year in seasonal flu, they try and predict which strains are the predominating strains, and we have a vaccine. What's really useful is some of the technology. We've made vaccines quicker than we've ever made them before.
Because they're not vaccines, you witch.
mRNA technology gives us hope that we'll be able to accommodate to any changes in the virus. But that's where we're going to be. And the key message is we need to get that second dose protection. So whilst I'm very pleased we are
at very pleased
first dose, as you know, I've previously said, I want to see the sky's the limit. I think Australia can be the most vaccinated country in the world.
Yeah, the most dead.
We believe in science and we believe in vaccines.
Oh, we believe in science.
But what I also need to do is get that second dose into people, because two doses protects.
When we do open up at 70% double dose, anyone who interacts with each other will be completely vaccinated. So that massively reduces the chance of anybody requiring hospitalization.
But they're going to have to surveil you and watch you with an app to make sure you're only close to someone that has doing that. And they're saying it's the law to have the now apps on your phones. That's the future. Hell on earth. Big article about it on Infowars.com. Fight back. Spread it. Get ahead of it. Don't just take each new phase of the power grab. Call the whole thing out and get our leaders to stand up and say no and fight this UN takeover. Come on, Senator Paul. I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shot and is fighting back against the tyranny. Everything Clapton does is great work. And that's going to be their big problem, is covering up all the damage these shots are causing and the fact that they're not vaccines, they're gene therapies. They were always planning to do this because it gets rid of your immune system and addicts you to the shots, but they only work for about 2 months. But they also make you super, super sick. Unbelievable that they would do something like this, but It's also unbelievable, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen, that the current head of the FDA was the head regulator, what was it, 20 years ago and respectively 10 years ago, and she authorized OxyContin and then OxyContin for children, which is heroin, synthetic heroin, and then fentanyl, which is 50 to 100 times, depending on the type they make, stronger than heroin. She got that authorized. The Chinese just cloned it. Now, what type of monsters, people like Janet Woodcock, would do that? Well, evil eugenicist depopulationist. Remember Pfizer put out the Gardasil shot that was a live virus vaccine and killed a bunch of people and sterilized them. So Pfizer even pulled out of this vaccine operation last year and said, this doesn't work in our trials. This is killing lab animals. Because even though they said you don't have to do tests, they still did them. They said, we're getting antibody-dependent enhancement. And they said, we don't want to kill a bunch of people. But you know who does like to kill people? Bayer. You know them for aspirin and the rest of it. That's really just a plant. But Bayer Pharmaceuticals worked for the Nazis. They still had that attitude. And in the 90s, for over a decade, they knowingly got blood from one state that didn't do any screening. That was Arkansas with a certain governor there, and then when they were president. This is all mainline news. Well, back when MSNBC wasn't totally evil, they covered it. Even. And they knowingly shipped it around the world, and millions got hepatitis and HIV from it. And they reached a $10 billion settlement just recently in Roundup. So that's the type of stuff that they're involved in. And so now they've done something 100 times worse than Roundup, which is hard to say. Probably 200 times bigger than Bayer with the HIV. I mean, this is hundreds of millions of people in the West have been given something that in the lab studies kills rats and mice within about 6 months. So they estimate 2 to 5 years with humans. And now people are getting blood clots, are dying even quicker than scientists thought. And the hospitals are full of people that took the two shots, whether it's rock stars that take it or whether it's Oscar De La Hoya who takes the second shot is in the hospital. They tell them, oh, you've got COVID. And if you die of COVID, the feds have said, CDC, and we're vaccinated, they don't call it COVID. So the fact that the majority of people dying worldwide have had the shot, they're just suppressing that information here. So, folks, nobody's going to come to your aid. They've got liability protection when they inject you with this. So it's a life and death situation to get the word out. So why am I on Rand Paul's butt? He's the best. He calls Fauci out for gain of function, being a liar. Fauci sponsored the conferences. He sponsored the Wuhan lab. He directed it all. He directed the cover-up. And Paul has said you need to be criminally investigated. Okay, that's great. But bring in Operation Lockstep. Bring in, quote, Klaus Schwab running the agenda with Bill Gates and saying we're capturing and taking countries over using the virus fear. I mean, my God, they don't even deny their battle plans. You know, at least Cruz and Paul and Holly and Cotton stand up to China, which should be stood up against. But let me tell you, China's the biggest outside threat. But the satanic gorilla on our backs is Bill Gates and Ted Turner and all these globalists. And it's just insane. And their plan is racial division, cultural division, division of the sexes, creating mass psychosis, dividing the people further. It's in all their documents. And then claiming society falls because of racial issues. Look at this out of the NIH. They teach the same stuff in Europe, same stuff in Australia, same stuff in Canada, same stuff here, in all the public schools, both primary and secondary. Dear white people, NHS lectures Brits about their privilege. That's the National Health Service, has published a blog on its official website called Dear White People in the UK, which lectures Brits about their white, quote, privilege and says they should be uncomfortable about their whiteness. Those are quotes. As they invade the country and as they bring in the foreigners and don't say adopt our culture, which you're obviously moving here, you think it's superior or you want to be part of it. No. the culture of free market and self-defense and all this is bad. Get rid of it all. And you're bad because you're white, and the NIH is there preying on you. The article written by Ashini Benjamin, a quality, diversity, and inclusion lead at the Nursing and Midwife Council, not a real job, it orders white people to read numerous far-left screeds about intersexuality and why white people should feel guilty about the color of their skin. This is why the globalists are killing everybody and invading. And listen to what black and minority ethnic people are saying. You mean the black and ethnic people the globalists have hired as their spokespersons as the corporations hide behind them. Don't say I'm not political to excuse yourself from this conversation. This is classic Marxist takeover. The text Marx. Right now, ignorance isn't an excuse. You can't unsee what you've seen. What, the UN killing 1 million Africans in Rwanda for their land? Christians? No, I can't unsee what I've seen. Or cutting off the world economy and starving 20 million people extra to death in the last year and a half? Most of them African? No, I can't unsee what I've seen. So while you murder the Africans, while you build abortuaries in their communities, the ones that live, you try to fill full of racial hatred so they'll go out and beat and stab and murder innocent white people. You leftists are sick scum. You know, I am just totally overwhelmed here. But I tell you what I'm going to cover. I said I'd get into the public announcement of the U.S. government and others about the carbon taxes on your app as part of the vaccine app. We'll get to that. Got to dig it out of the stack here. I don't have it here. Probably I'm not covering it yet, but I'll find it during the break and get to it. But the first thing I want to hit are these two big juicy nuggets because they tie together. And that is, China goes to war with the liberal world order. We'll cover that next and how that ties into Satanic Temple attacks Texas abortion law, argues that it violates religious freedom to abortion rituals and that killing babies is a ritual, which, by the way, the Satanists tell you they are. They get pregnant on purpose to kill the baby, and they've got fetishes online. They have ceremonies. And a lot of these groups, I've told you, it's come out. There's been arrest. I think it's whitewashed. They have sex with a little baby after they pull it out. That's why the prize. It's like a 8.5 month partial birth, and they take the baby out and have their way with it and then dismember it. Now, this group is just saying it's a ritual. They want to kill the baby, and they've already told you enough. But, I mean, it's a fact that some of these groups do that, and there's just no end to what they do. They believe they get dark power from their God. We're going to go to break. Please, listeners, understand that we're going to sell out a vitamin mineral fusion that has all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids your body needs for your immune system and your body. It's a great-tasting fruit punch. It's powder into water, so it's a much higher absorption rate than capsules and pills, but those are still better than nothing. InfoWarsStore.com is ready to ship it right now. We have an in-stock vitamin mineral fusion, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. It's selling out, but I'm going to keep it on sale. But Living Defense, Pollen Block, and others, that sale, Annex 2 on sale, is all going to end this weekend because they're getting low. That's Pollen Block. That's all of those great products like Living Defense, like Bazo Beats. Up to 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. Get a t-shirt while you're at it. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air. Without you, we cannot do this. And we are toe-to-toe with the Democratic Party and these Satanists. So we need your prayers as well. Please keep praying. And whatever you do, spread the word. Your word of mouth is king, and it's free to do so. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Selling out to the heartless globalists that want to kill you and your family. Stop bowing down to these weak, pathetic people. Stop being a follower. Even if you've been serving the Satanists, break with them. All right, let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about the cold, hard facts. What we face comes out of the French Revolution and Adam Weishaupt and a group of professors from universities across Europe and England, Scotland, and Ireland. They wanted to overthrow the church, and they wanted to overthrow the nobility, and in its place, replace themselves in those positions. And their writings are public. George Washington actually confronted them and blocked them. We launched our own revolution. There's more than 16 letters, 16 or 17 letters from the president on that. This is all real history. The public thinks it's something in movies or, you know, something in just fiction books. And so out of the Jacobins and the French Revolution, that was just a mass psychosis, kind of like the witch hunts that happened in Switzerland and Salem, Massachusetts here in the United States, that killed tens of thousands of innocent women. They sought to bring in their own hysteria, and they wanted a 9-day work week. They wanted to get rid of Christianity. It was a satanic religion. Yeah, there's George Washington. All Freemasonry should be disbanded in America because our organization has been infiltrated by the Illuminati, and they have bad intention for America and the world. That's in his letters to the National Archive. That's not fake. See, debate whether Masons are good or not. Oh, Jones is secretly a Mason. He said he had a family that were Masons. What does he even mean? You judge a tree by its fruits. I'm a Christian that loves God. I have a relationship with God, and I believe in life. But you've always got the Pharisees that are always claiming this person is not pure, that person is not pure. Well, I just asked those Pharisees, what are you doing to fight evil? But moving on. Oh, George Washington wasn't good. He was a Mason. Yeah, well, so was King Solomon. What does it even mean? Masons were the secret colleges. You didn't just let anybody go to college back then. So it was the mystery schools of mathematics and science and astronomy. And yes, it had lots of different ancient secrets of occult groups in it as well. And the secrets of Greece and Egypt and Babylon, all of that. But yeah, by the time of George Washington's time, the Satanists had taken over most of the Masonic lodges around the world, according to George Washington. So it became not just a mystery school, it became a Luciferian school. So China goes to war with the liberal world order. China's announcing they're going to incentivize having 3 children, not only having 1. They are going to put anyone who is a homosexual in prison. Anyone acting girly or effeminate who's a man will be banned from TV, have the social credit score lowered. Anyone telling children to rebel on their parents will be dealt with. They don't allow any of the race baiting garbage, but they finance owning 4 of the big 6 production firms, movie houses, movie studios here in the United States. So China is bombarding us with things that will break us up and that will destroy us. But at the same time, they've outlawed it all there, and that has totally pissed off George Soros. Here he is right here. Soros' dream to turn China into a neoliberal globalization opportunity of nobodies who won't stand up for themselves and are atomized, basically cultural Satanists who don't even know they're Satanist. And so President Xi Jinping is cracking down on every element of liberal world order, uses to subvert our societies and forming the most intensely nationalistic country in the world. There's a reason George Soros just weeks ago once again labeled Xi the most dangerous enemy of open societies in the world. So the globalists put, because, you know, I really respect some of my guests that I've had on. And we need to get some of those guests back on, but I have one of those Alzheimer's moments. Who's the guy that puts out the Christian comic books? We've had him on a lot. He's bald. He lives in Italy. He's a great guy. He's been pointing out that G's totally broken with the New World Order. He said, like, on my show, like, 4 or 5 years ago. What's his name? It'll Fox Day. We need to get Fox Day back on this week or next week. He's been dead. He was the first guy, like, on the show, like, 4 years ago going, Xi Jinping will betray the New World Order and be a nationalist and then stop them and actually secretly is opposing them and they hate him. And I'm like, dude, come on. I don't like Xi Jinping, and he does some bad stuff. But he is definitely breaking with them. So is Putin. Our media doesn't want to lay out the common sense reforms that Xi has initiated over the past few years because they don't want us to get any ideas. Anti-white wokeism is our only state ideology. That's the religion. And all that goes against it must be silenced or destroyed. Nonetheless, some Anon and 4chan laid it out in a thread Friday. And it's a really good article. Going after the video games. I just printed wrong, damn it. Guys, reprint this for me. Ending the 996 culture. Making people have weekends. Promoting families. Paying people to have children. It just goes on and on. Maybe you guys just wrote the article itself. I read this at home this morning. I didn't know it printed wrong. Please reprint it for me. Thank you. But now let's go ahead and segue into what we've become. See, and this is on the local news in Austin, by the way. Satanic Temple attacks Texas abortion law, argues that it violates their religious freedom to abortion rituals, gatewaypundit.com. The Satanic Temple is trying to fight the new abortion law in Texas by arguing it violates their religious freedom to abortion rituals. And that's not a gimmick. That's what they really do. Lucian Greaves, the temple spokesperson and co-founder, argued in a letter to the Food and Drug Administration that access to abortion drugs and must be allowed under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to be used for their abortion rituals. And he goes on to say, this is part of our religion to kill babies. And it just goes on from there. And, you know, they always do it tongue-in-cheek. They have a movie called Hell Satan about this group. It's really popular with Democrats all over the country. And I sat there in the movie theater in Austin while everybody got really excited about it. And then I saw the rituals. I saw the groups. I saw the really unhappy people that were involved. And these are real Satanists. They're like, oh, we just do this to freak out the Christians. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is very serious. I don't know if they themselves in this group take part in the rituals killing babies, but it's come out, they're saying that they support that. But they've busted people having sex with the dead babies, the living babies, keeping them alive, selling body parts, and doing rituals. And they've had nurses go public, and they've arrested them in, what, Missouri, Texas, Illinois. And there's been a lot of cases of this, but this stuff gets buried in the local news. So I've been around it, folks. It's Satanism. Here's another one. Satanists admit they are making child sacrifice through abortion, an official ritual by the Satanic Temple. 2015, Satanists raised cash to support the Democrat abortion on demand policy. 2017, Planned Parenthood teamed up with Satanists to expand the Missouri abortion business. And it just goes on to have their, and they go out in front of the abortion clinics and hump each other and dress like babies and simulate raping each other. And it's just all a bunch of degenerates that are all alone and super unhappy and pathetic. And at the end of the day, they can make excuses about, oh, rape or incest or, oh, deformed baby. Doctors say it's a medical issue when that's going on, and wink, wink, then they do a procedure. That's the way it's always been. And that's still not good, because the end of this is Satanism. You can have all the excuses and all the things all day, but it's about killing babies. It's about making humans a commodity. And now it's about killing everybody, because we're all worthless except the globalist, the human extinction program. Portland demand Texas travel and trade to protest new heartbeat abortion law. Well, who wants to go to Portland with all the feces and devil worshipers? We're going to go to break. I want you to remember our great sponsor, InfoWarsPhone.com. You get a free $600 plus phone when you sign up for a year. You get 150 minutes for $99.95 a month. All the calls to you are free, unlimited calls to you. No one can track this phone, so it has total anonymity. It calls all the regular phones. Car antennas and home antennas are available, so you can be inside your car or inside your house, but it works anywhere where you're outside. Stay in touch with loved ones during any national or international emergency. InfoWarsPhone.com. Perfect for emergencies, perfect to stop the contact tracers, perfect for the future. I've got one in my car and at home. 941-955-1020 and ask the Alex Jones special. InfoWarsPhone.com, 941-955-1020. InfoWarsPhone.com. And MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, gets you up to 66% off. Stay with us.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.